Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
It may seem like that everything that you do is not going to work out. But you just remember, I remember in the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, it says that as David come to feed his brethren with raisins and with cheese against the Philistine army, and he come to Saul. But as he was coming, there come out a giant. And I'm for living this thing. I'm going really right on target. I'm going to obey the Holy Ghost. But anyway, the Bible said that out came a 9-foot-6-inch giant. It told by so many cubics and stuff about his height. Now, I don't know what you're facing today, and you can shout all you want to. You need to shout. We need to shout. But first of all, we need to know what we're shouting about. We need to know that our God is give us a life, hallelujah, to come on out and let's have life. And when this giant come out, he said, give me a man to fight with me. And I believe today that we're in a spiritual warfare. Some of you have eaten so much and done so much, and Christmas time, and now it's come, and all these different things that we've had over the holidays, and we're not through yet. Holidays are still going. But we need, I believe, in all this, as we fill our physical man, we need to fill our spiritual person with the presence of God, and we need to pray and seek the face of God. And David said, David was the son of Jesse. He was sent by the Lord over there to feed his brethren, to give his brethren some stuff. And his dad said, you can't come. Jesse said, you're not the man for this right here. You're not even grown yet. You're the baby boy. But David went on and he said, who is, as it comes down the scripture, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Some of you are facing things today that you'd like to know who is. Who is and what am I fighting? The Bible said you're in a fight against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. You're fighting spirits. Amen. You're not fighting flesh and blood. If you fought flesh and blood, you'd be a whole lot, should I say, you'd be better off, and because you might go in that. But in the spiritual realm, if we fast and we pray and we seek the face of God, we'll win through nothing but the blood of Jesus. We'll win through prayer and victory. You got to clear your mind to say, this is the time that we clear our mind. Hallelujah. If you want to live, don't give up. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on the baptism of God's Spirit. There's still a speaking in tongues. There's still an experience of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's still the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, temperance. It goes in Galatians 5. We got hope in God. And today, it looks like, Lord, we've just had an election, and that should have been a good birthday present. That should have been a good Christmas present for us. But people, we're not worried about that now. We're concerned about making the coming of Jesus Christ. And it looks like it won't be long till Jesus Christ, in the next few months or years, the Lord comes and gets his people and takes us out of here. Everyone said amen. Say amen. In Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, in the first verse, I want you to put up Ecclesiastes. I want you to read Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, the first verse. There are people that's come from far and near, and there are friends that's come into this house. I got a word from God. First time I felt inspired to preach. First time I felt just a little bit of saying, devil, you get thee behind me. It's written, you should not tip the servant of God like you've been tempting us and trying to cause us to fall. Some of you here today, you know that your minds is so, I don't want to speak this, but your minds is scattered everywhere. You need to bring your mind together. The singing's good. Thank you, Sister Luana. Thank you, Sean. Thank you for praising God. But singing will get you into a place of worship. How can you say amen? But the thing is this, when you got to find the channel, You got to find the place that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is moving. If it's moving in healing, pray for the sick. If it's moving in preaching, preaching is always in order. Preach the gospel, reprove, rebuke. Some don't understand this. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering. There comes a time to reprove. There comes a time to rebuke. There comes a time to exhort with all long-suffering. Some of us have never been taught about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Acts and the book of Romans and Corinthians. We do not know that there are fivefold ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, set in the church. You got so many Bible-thumping people that's sitting everywhere that knows more than God, seems like, until they won't listen to a pastor when a pastor is set in order, and you got teachers set in the church that believes the truth. Some of you don't know what you're fighting. You just know that you're fighting. This morning when I got out of bed, if my dog Fred would have been beside me, I said, come on, Fred, let's have a good time today. Let's enjoy the love of God. I wasn't studying anything but the love of God and feeling good. I looked over at my wife. She's always getting up. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. And I'll rejoice, Sister Carmichael. And I'll rejoice and be glad. Oh, it's a lively day because we're not far from dinner. Amen. We're not far from the kingdom. I've often searched that scripture out. You're not far from the kingdom. All right. Well, if we this far and this far, we still missed it. We need to be in the kingdom. You remember when the man came and said, speak the word, Lord, that my servant might be made whole? He was a Gentile. He wasn't no hook nose, beady eyed, olive complected Jew. His name wasn't Goldstein. His name was a Gentile. And Jesus just come from his home church, should I say, his city where he was born and reared and raised and jerked up. And nobody believed him. Does that sound familiar to you? Have you ever been in a place that people just don't reverence or understand? It's the same old thing. Let's have three songs. Let's receive an offering. Let's don't have a supernatural move of God. I remember when we used to have a supernatural move of God almost every time. But we got familiar. We got familiar with the ark. We got familiar with the Holy Spirit of God. We got familiar with, oh, God, it's that again. I don't want to hear it. Well, if you don't want to hear it, go somewhere else.
All right.
Boy, that's inviting. Can you say amen? You know, many times you don't think that God cares for you. But let me talk to you, brother. Let me talk to you, sister. You have cast your bread upon the water.
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days.
Cast your bread upon the water.
Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth.
Amen.
If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there shall it be.
All right, cast your bread upon the water. We have been going and seem like we just cannot get out of these tracks.
All right.
I didn't say I was going to be the best preacher you ever heard. Seems like we have been in mud tracks, snow tracks. Seems like we just been in tracks we just can't get out of. Well, in Alaska, they got a big sign. Before you go on the highway there, in some places, at one place especially, Alaska, a sign says, choose your rut well. In other words, you're going to go to Alaska, certain places, choose your rut. In other words, where your wheels go, you choose them well because you're going to be in those ruts for 200 more miles. Some of you have been in ruts for quite some time, but you know the Spirit of the Lord is over you. You know the Spirit of God is on you. You know that God is not forsaking you. And the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. There's people sitting on these pews that need God, that loves God. I'm not judging. I'm talking about even myself, to coming back to the old place, landmarks, and say, God, this is the way. Walk ye therein. Hallelujah. I know it's the holidays, but hey, choose your ruts as you have for several hundred miles, and you wonder, God, where's the financial blessing? God, why am I in this condition? The devices of Satan, 2 Corinthians 2 and 11, I believe it is, says, for the devices of the devil, you're not ignorant. Ignorant means unaware of how Satan works. We know that he's a liar. We know he's a cheat. We know he's a sneak. We know, come on, name out some of the things. He's a deceiver. Satan is. Who do you think we're fighting? Mitchell Tire? With all the rolls on it? We're fighting a real devil. We're fighting principalities and demons. And he's fighting here. And the Bible said, Paul speaking, finally, brother. And I like that, finally. He said, finally, he preaches more on finally than he does the whole verse. He said, finally, brethren, put on the whole armor of God, wherewith that you may be able to stand the fiery darts of the devil. Yeah. Now, some of us let little voices talk. Did you know this? Shut up. Did you know this? You are a hypocrite. You don't hear that very much in other churches. Ladies and gentlemen, you better decipher which voices you're going to listen to. This church is going to grow with or without you. I want you to be here. I want you to love God. But without the truth of one Lord, one faith, and one baptism and holiness unto God, no place will grow. America will not grow without the right administration. I believe in the right for right now. This will be our 24th year. Sister Pierce, you can't run the aisles like you. Not that you got to. Sister Pierce, you can get up and you can speak with great authority. And great power. But let me tell you, after a while, you wear out. You get tired when you look at people that this is going to be my home church. I didn't run you off. Come on, you take a deep breath if you want to. I didn't run you off. If I decide I'm going to live for God, I'm going to live for God. I've had people on the back pew, people on the front pew, people in the middle. I've had people. And I've shook their hands. This is going to be my home church. Yeah. I know this is not an edifice like a cathedral and fine chandeliers. I know that you're watching on YouTube, maybe five or six. If it was left up to me, I'd get rid of YouTube. It's nothing but just to find the faults of the people and find out what's going on, because most of them are too lazy to get up and come to church. I'm going to tell you a lie. Pull it back up of what they want to see. Don't give up. Maybe not. But that's the way sometimes I look at it. I wouldn't watch, but I'll pull it back up and watch. What if we couldn't pull it back up and watch? What if we could not pull with the new technology we got? We look at my little grandson that's got an iPad. I don't know what we'd do without these iPhones and these Bluetooths and all these stuff that we used to didn't have. I know we were progressing, they say, but it looked like we're going backwards. Because if we can't feel good, come on. We want to feel good. Do you really feel good because the COVID-19, some of your family died? Do you feel good because China's tried to invade us? Do you feel good because Ukraine? Do you feel good about all this other stuff? No, we don't feel good, but this has been going on. Finally, brothers, put on the whole armor of God. If we don't get it in church, we're going to try to find it somewhere else. Amen. Yeah. Let me be honest with you. When you've done all to stand, this is where we mess up sometimes. When you've done all to stand, what did it say? It said lean. I'm holding. Come on, preach to me. It says, when you've done all to stand. When you've done all to stand. When you've done all to stand. Keep this word hid in your heart that you might not sin against God. Stand. Check everything I'm preaching out to you and see if it's not scripture. I may not be the best preacher that you've ever heard, but if I said Jesus 5,000 times, hallelujah, I'd be a good preacher. That'd be a start. That'd be a start. Because most people don't like the door. They don't like the door only when they want to use the door. But Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father unless he comes through the door. Study it. Get in it. And remember when Joshua said, hold the horses, bind the horses back, hold them back. In other words, cut it. Say that again. Cut the leaders. That's what the original scripture said. Cut, and they can't move. Sometimes we want to jump too quick when the Holy Ghost says, don't jump. Some of you don't even know when I say Holy Ghost. You're afraid that I'm going out on some holy roller. It scares some of you in another life if the Holy Ghost, the holy presence of God, would come into this place and we'd roll a little bit and we'd get sanctified. And we'd get, come on, preach to me. We'd get sanctified like we first was. But it's going to get better and better and better, and there will be a purging that the Holy Ghost is going to do, and he's going to know his children. Some, hallelujah, going to say, my Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils in your name? Have not we done mighty works in your name? He's going to say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Boy, I got to say something here now. If you'd have never taken the name of your husband, that would have been a shame. If my wife had said, Beverly, would you marry me? No, I want to stay a Pittman. She said, no, I'm going to marry you. Will you take my name? You can't hardly get anybody to say Jesus anymore, the Christ. Because they want to get around the name of Jesus Christ. Why does people hate that Yeshua Jesus' name? Matthew 1:21 said his name should be called Jesus, for it should save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:23, let's say it. For God is with us. Amen. Emmanuel. His name should be called Emmanuel. Have you ever fought so many battles that you've just been flat tired in your body, and then spirits have tried people that lets them be used by, come on, and you get to the place, God, let me have the mind of God. And after a while, you're so drunk on these other things that when you come to the house of God, you think what somebody said over yonder is right. Get in the Word of God and find what the Word of God says. We could be wrong. Don't give up on this. I heard a man the other day and said, I'm throwing my Bible out because I found out that it's not even truth. I watched a lady that I've been knowing for, I'll say, 50 years or 25 years. They used to preach the name of Jesus. They used to preach the baptism of God's Spirit. They used to live holy, walk holy, and now they're to the place that all that is back. That's no good because they've listened to deception. They've listened to deception. The blood's no more good because they got to do it themselves. They're going back to Ephesians 6:1. If you've once been enlightened, come on, preach it to the truth. And then you turn around and you go back. Come on, come on. Is this right? Am I on the right track? Or am I just screaming for the wind? You go back, their life, no more sacrifice for you. I had a man call me up the other day that God healed of cancer. I looked at him over in California. I said, you got a big question mark in your life. And his wife had a gray streak. Her name's Brother Bollinger. And he talked to me on Texan. And he said, Brother Pierce, I was talking about cancer and what God could do if we just got into that realm where faith could be so high. He said, remember when I came to all that, it seemed like 2,000 people or more, had 35, 40 preachers behind us. And the Lord spoke to him and said, you got a big question mark in your life. All at once he threw both hands up. He was a younger man. His wife sitting there. She's black-headed on both sides, and she had a white streak like a skunk down the middle of her hair. I hate to say that. Because she wore it overnight. He pulled up his shirt in front of all that crowd, and there were stitches and a question mark. Bollinger was his name. Hallelujah. He still lives for Jesus. He still walks the truth. He still loves God. He still got power with God. He said, Brother Pierce, I'm praying for you. He said, if I've ever prayed for you, I'm praying for you now. I want to tell you, Meridian, you may be one of the top 10 poorest cities in Mississippi. But I'll say this, you got a powerful church that's coming on, that's going to move, and you're going to see the move of the baptism of God's Spirit. You may not believe this, but when you experience it, you will believe it. So if you don't believe it, don't want a miracle, even when God or the doctor, should I say the doctor says, I don't know how it happened. It's gone. Amen. We're going to take it. We're going to study all the stuff that all these drug company put out. We're going to study penicillin. I'm not saying it don't do work. We're going to study cutting the cancer out. But when the Holy Spirit of God comes down and the saints of God in the old book, in the book of James, it says, and if there be any sick among you, somewhere or another, there is not a magical, there's a supernatural power of God, somewhere or another at times. It shouldn't be at times. It should be in on time. And they lay hands on the sick and they're in one accord. One accord, not 15 accords. Don't blame me. I'm doing my best. Only God can heal you. I cannot heal you. I can't heal you of a toeache. Are we going to give up our life of living for God? Are we going to give up this church? Are we going to give up the plan for this church? Are we going to listen to some false situation that's lying to you? This is the first time, Sister Croft, if you get strange voices talking to you, shut up. Tell them to leave you alone. If it's not in this word of God, it's so subtle. It's so cunning. Till it'll be on you like white on rice. You won't even know it. You won't even know you're beguiled. Oh boy. Hallelujah. When you get in that rut and you got to stay there for a while and it seems like everything's against you and nothing comes to pass, stay there until you, praise God, you get to your destination. And there's about 7 watching this program today. Maybe 7, 8. I asked last week, how many watch it? 6, 7. Well, you know, just get them off. 7, same old 7. That's a good number, 7. I'm glad you're on. 7. Touch not. Don't. Hey, this is the first time I have got up and said that we're in a spiritual warfare. And I've had to preach it. You may say, why? I've got to warn you. It's out there to put a knife at your throat and you'll thank, bless God, I'm being blessed and you're being bled. God's going to judge me. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting spirits, but we got a God that says, hey, don't give up. I made a way where there seemeth to be no way. He has prophesied to this church a 200-soul revival in a land of famine. I mean famine. Look around you. Look at all the finances and look at all the blessings. And some says, what are y'all doing there for 24 years? And then we put the church maybe secondary, but we put it first, but we can't live without where we're going. If you don't seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and stay in his word and make sure the church, I'm talking about the real church, the people, the body, because the body, hallelujah, it functions. But if God cannot function through the body and we're getting weaker, what's wrong? Right. Something's sucking it out. Right. Lord, have mercy. Have you ever seen empty eyes? Have you ever tried to minister and preach to empty eyes? And the eyes go right down to the soul. You don't want to be associated with this. You say, why? Because it's a different association. That's why, hey, this place could be full. But some ain't going to sit here and listen to me. Because, you know, they got a more perfect way, maybe. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the road is out in the world. It's out in the world. If you go the way of the world, well, make it happy. We're about to have dinner. I want you to enjoy your dinner. But the thing is, are we going to dance around the marriage supper of the Lamb? Are we going to be happy when we get to the marriage supper of the Lamb? Or are we going to be give rewards? Is God going to be good to us? Are we going to be good to God now? He don't need us, but we need him. Any way won't work. I was listening to a man before service today. And he was a preacher. And he said this. He said, there was a man that came to him, and he was a scholar, and this man that was listening was a scholar and was listening to all. He said, everybody's going to be saved. Everybody's going to be saved. Oh, you thought I was going around that. He said, if you want to look at it like that, he said, if you want to look at it that you can have any other gods, fine. If you want to look at it that you can commit adultery, fine. If you want to admit that you can kill folks, fine. According that everybody's going to be saved. He said, if you want to say that this ain't going to happen because the word of God that you just told me that, you know, everybody's going to be saved. He said, I guess everybody will be saved if they can do all that. So what I'm trying to convey to you, everybody is not going to be saved. There's very few preachers or churches or members that will tell you that, hey, if you sin and you come against God, I'm not God. If you come against the word, I may not be the best vocal spirit that preaches to you with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but I come to you in the power of the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We had moves of God when the Spirit would speak here in the Spirit. What's happened is tried to choke it out. It don't want the supernatural. But until the church has a supernatural in it, and you begin to see the dead to be raised, or the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, well, you know, he saw it. No, I'm not crazy. No, sir, I wasn't crazy when I went to an altar about 50 years ago, and I got down, I said, God, if this experience is real, if talking in tongues is real, if living the life like they said is real, I want it. It didn't take me 5 minutes, but I knew that God had did something special for me.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.